All right, so let's say you've been using your neighbor's driveway to get to your garage for years, because yours is a total pain. And then one day, bam, fence goes up blocking you out. Could you actually have a legal right to keep using that driveway?
It's a great question, and that's exactly what we're diving into today with this case, Felgenhauer v. Sony.
Okay.
It's a California case all about restaurants, parking lots, and the surprising power of deliveries.
Interesting. So what's the big legal concept here?
Well, what's fascinating here is how this case really hinges on this concept of prescriptive easements.
Prescriptive easements.
Yeah, it might sound kind of like something out of a dusty law textbook,
Right.
but it's actually incredibly relevant, especially for, lawyers and law students who are dealing with property issues all the time.
Absolutely. Okay, so set the scene for us. Where did this all go down?
All right, so picture this. Back in the 80s, Paso Robles, California,
80s, okay.
the Felgenhauers owned a restaurant.
Got it.
And for 6 years, get this, they used the neighboring bank's parking lot for their deliveries.
Wait, they just used it.
They used it without ever asking permission.
Wow, sneaky deliveries for 6 years. That's bold.
Yeah, from 1982 to 1988,
Okay.
those delivery trucks were just rolling in and out,
Unchallenged.
totally unchallenged. And, legally speaking, that consistent use over time, that's crucial.
So what happened then? The bank finally caught on.
Well, things got interesting in 1998 when new owners bought the bank and they were not cool with this whole delivery situation.
Oh, so that's where the trouble starts.
That's where the legal battle kicks off. The Felgenhauers, they decided to sue.
They sued.
They sued claiming they had earned a prescriptive easement over that parking lot.
Hold on, prescriptive easement. You're going to have to break that down for me. And
Yeah.
for all our listeners who might not be legal experts.
Of course. So essentially, it's a legal right that lets someone use another person's property for a specific purpose,
Okay.
even though they don't own it. Think of it like having a VIP pass to that specific part of the property.
Okay, I'm with you. So, like, I can use your driveway to get to my garage, but I don't own your driveway.
Exactly. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. You can earn this right simply by using the property,
Oh.
openly and continuously for a set period of time.
So you're telling me I can just start using someone's property and eventually it's mine?
Well, not exactly. In California, it's 5 years.
5 years.
And the key is it has to be done without the owner's permission. The Felgenhauers, they believe they had checked all those boxes.
Okay, but hold on. Didn't one of the tenants who leased the restaurant actually testify that he didn't even think he had a legal right to use the parking lot?
Right. This is where it gets a little tricky.
Yeah, because that seems like it would totally blow their case.
Yeah, so this tenant, James Emlo, he admitted he wasn't sure if he was allowed to use the lot for deliveries. He even asked the bank to build a fence and a gate between the properties.
A fence.
Yeah, although the exact date of this construction was a bit fuzzy.
So was that it? Did the fence and gate shut down the Felgenhauer's claim?
Well, the court actually emphasized that once a prescriptive easement is established,
Uh-huh.
later attempts to block access, like building a fence, don't negate it. It's almost like a legal grandfather clause.
Wow, so even putting up a fence can't undo years of use. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, it is.
But let's get back to that tenant for a sec. If he didn't even think he had the right to use the parking lot, how did the Felgenhauers still manage to win their case?
This is where the judges got really clever.
Okay.
They clarified that claim of right doesn't actually mean you have to believe you have a legal right to use the property.
What?
What matters is that you used it openly, continuously, and without the owner's consent. The tenant's doubts didn't change the fact that deliveries had been happening for years.
So even if you're thinking, oh, I'm probably not supposed to be doing this, if you keep doing it long enough, you could actually gain a legal right.
Precisely. The court's decision really lowered the bar for anyone trying to establish a prescriptive easement. You don't have to prove you thought you had a legal right, just that you used the property openly, consistently, and without permission for that key time period.
This is blowing my mind.
Right.
So basically, sneaky deliveries can actually win you legal rights.
Who knew? It's a reminder that actions can speak louder than words, even in the legal world.
I'm starting to see those invisible easements everywhere now. This is fascinating. We'll be right back after a short break with more on Felgenhauer v. Sony and what it means for you.
So this has major implications for anyone out there dealing with property law. I mean,
Yeah.
you really need to be careful about how your client's properties are being used, especially by neighbors or nearby businesses.
Right, you don't want to get caught in one of these situations.
Exactly. If you see any unauthorized use, don't just brush it off, address it right away.
So basically, if the bank in this case had been more on top of things, monitoring their parking lot and stopping those deliveries early on,
Right.
they could have avoided a whole legal mess.
Absolutely. This case is like a wake-up call for
Yeah.
property owners about taking timely
Right.
action. Once that easement is in place, it can be really tough to undo,
Right.
even if you later decide, okay, we're putting up a fence, no more deliveries.
It's too late.
It's too late.
Okay, so let's say you're a lawyer
Okay.
And your client is claiming they've been using their neighbor's driveway to access their garage for years.
Happens all the time.
Right. Maybe their own driveway is too narrow, or there's a giant oak tree blocking it.
Yeah.
And now the neighbor decides, nope, I'm building a fence, you're blocked. Would Felgenauer v. Sony help your client argue for a prescriptive easement?
It definitely provides a pretty strong basis. Remember, right. You don't need to prove your client thought they were legally allowed to use the driveway.
Right.
Just that they used it openly, continuously for that 5-year period in California.
Right.
And without the neighbor's permission.
Okay, so gather those photographs, delivery logs, witness testimonies, anything that shows consistent use.
Exactly.
But what if the neighbor says, hold on, I never actually said they couldn't use my driveway.
Uh-huh.
I just thought they were being friendly.
Yeah, that's a great point. And it brings up this interesting hostile element of prescriptive easements.
Hostile.
Yeah. Now, don't picture like angry neighbors yelling over the fence.
Right.
Hostile in this context just means the use was without the owner's permission.
Okay.
Even if it was just assumed.
So even being a good neighbor could come back to bite you legally? That seems a little unfair.
It does highlight the importance for property owners to be super clear about granting or denying permission for any use of their property.
Especially if it's happening all the time.
Exactly. Don't just let them slide.
Right.
Silence doesn't equal consent in the eyes of the law.
Got it. This is all so essential. Before we move on, I want to touch on the difference between prescriptive easements and adverse possession. I know those two get confused a lot.
Yeah, definitely.
Can you break it down for us?
Of course. So both of them involve using someone else's property without permission.
Right.
But the key difference is really in the outcome.
Okay.
Adverse possession, sometimes called squatter's rights, that can actually lead to gaining full ownership of the property.
So you're saying I could become the legal owner of a house just by living in it long enough?
Well, theoretically, yes.
Even if I never bought it.
It's a lot harder than it sounds.
Okay.
With adverse possession, you need to be the only one using the property, and you might have to pay property taxes on it, too. It's a much tougher climb than just establishing a prescriptive easement.
So it's not just about sneaking in a few late-night deliveries. You really have to go all in.
Exactly. With a prescriptive easement, you're not claiming the whole property.
Right.
Just the right to use a specific part of it for a specific purpose.
Think of it like the difference between borrowing your neighbor's lawnmower versus moving into their house without asking.
That's a perfect analogy. And again, the requirements for a prescriptive easement are less strict. You don't have to live there, pay taxes, or even be the only one using it.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive into the world of invisible easements.
It really has.
I had no idea those everyday actions could have such serious legal consequences.
It shows how property law, often seen as kind of dull and technical,
right,
can actually be quite dynamic and full of surprises.
Who knew that late-night pizza deliveries could lead to such a fascinating legal battle?
It's true.
It's a great reminder that the law is always evolving.
Always.
And what we think is just a minor inconvenience today could turn into a major legal headache tomorrow. So folks, pay attention to those property lines and know your rights. It really makes you wonder what other like invisible easements are out there just waiting to be discovered.
Oh yeah, it's like this whole hidden layer of rights and obligations, you know, often established through years of like routine actions instead of, you know, formal agreements.
So like next time you see someone regularly cutting through a neighbor's yard or using a driveway that seems shared,
right,
don't just assume everything's above board.
Exactly. There might be a whole prescriptive easement backstory, you know, unfolding right before your eyes.
Felgenauer v. Sony really shows us that the law isn't always black and white, you know?
True.
Sometimes it's those ordinary everyday actions that are repeated over time that can have the biggest impact.
Yeah. Actions speak louder than words.
Right. It's a powerful reminder for lawyers and really anyone to be aware of their rights and responsibilities when it comes to property.
Absolutely.
Knowledge is power. Especially when it comes to property law.
Couldn't agree more. Felgenauer v. Sony offers some valuable lessons, not just for, you know, legal professionals, but for anyone dealing with property and how it's used.
So what stand out to you about this case? What are your takeaways for handling, you know, prescriptive easement issues? Head over to our website and share your thoughts. Until next time, stay curious and keep those legal wheels turning.